I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Man, I really miss that awesome echo we had last hour. I want Maddie to make that happen.
He's not very nice.
I know.
He turned it right comes off. Up with some great technology and then he just takes it away from us.
Yeah. He giveth and he taketh away.
Thanks.
I do.
A lot.
For the moment that we had. This part of the show is brought to you by tickets to the screening of Spinal Tap 2. The end continues for Bob's Movie Club. I'm going to watch a movie because Bob's Movie Club. Can't wait for Bob to get back. Don't you guys miss her?
Yeah, I'm a fan. I like her.
Very lonely in this room.
Oh, I know. I was actually thinking that. Like, you are totally alone in that. No one to do your funny accents for. And
no, nobody to roll their eyes at everything I say.
Yeah.
You guys have a nice thing
going.
It's
a good thing.
It's cute.
I like her.
I know. She's great. So on September 12th, we're doing a screening of Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, for Bob's Movie Club. It's at September 12th, Cine Lounge in Tiburon, courtesy of Cine Lounge. So I'm going to go. I'm dragging a bunch of people with me. You're going to go. You're dragging everybody. Maddie's going to go.
Yep.
He's dragging people with him.
I think Vince should hang out at my loft all day. And then go.
That's what has to happen, though. I've done it before, and it doesn't work. I go all the way home, turn around, get back in the car, and come all the way back. And it's just, by the end of it, I'm like so grumpy from having been in a car for 4+ hours.
Mm-hmm.
What did I just go to Tahoe?
Yeah.
You can hang out. We can play Miss Pac-Man. You can.
You're a Miss Pac-Man guy?
I've got a machine in my.
Is that right?
In my loft on the wall.
Wow.
It's got Galaga.
You have a machine?
Yeah, it's got Ms. Pac-Man, Galaga.
I know that machine. This place that we Airbnb in Tahoe has one in it.
Yeah.
And it's got Galaga and Ms. Pac-Man.
Yeah, that's what I've
got. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
So, I mean, then we could all go to dinner first. And then, listen, Vinny, we can make this work.
Let me check with the people who are in charge of me back at home first. But I'm glad this is happening. I was shocked to hear you go, I'm going to that.
Yeah. Well, it's right up the street for me.
I know, and it's a weekend.
Literally couldn't be. Well, it's a Friday night. We're going to go. We're having a date night.
I got nothing else to do on a Friday night, so I'm there.
That's really sad.
I'm so wrong.
Get in Maddie's DMs, would you? If you're nice lady that.
It's been a while.
Well, why not get in his DMs and see if there's not, something the two of you can go get into this weekend?
I think the more eccentricities that I say on the air, the least.
Yeah, you are really narrowing the pool. People are like, oh, well, I do have hands, so I.
Let me just tell you, hotness will overcome a lot of those things.
At first.
But who's I don't know if that statement was helpful or not.
If you're butt ugly, forget it. The list is really long. But hot chicks. All hot chicks win.
right to the front.
All this week, head to RadioAlice.com, and you can get yourself entered for your chance to score a pair of tickets to join us at this amazing screening, which, by the way, Bob is hosting herself. She's going to do Spinal Tap trivia. There's going to be cocktails. We're going to have Spinal Tapas. See what they did there? Very clever. So if you want a pair of these tickets, then go to RadioAlice.com, and then meet us September 12th, Cine Lounge in Tiburon. Thanks, Cine Lounge. That's so great. So easy.
Bob's first.
It's her first gig.
Hosting first event, yeah, is in a top five radio market, and it's a night movie.
And a Friday.
So on a Friday.
She's going to have a crowd.
It's, yeah. That is epic.
Yeah.
It's but big.
Get to that contest page, though. I have a feeling a lot of people want to go to this.
I have a feeling that she will handle it just fine, though. She's very blasé with, like, she doesn't get upset about stuff. She doesn't, like, grind on
She'll
things.
She'll do fine.
Yeah.
I think so, too. What was your first radio event that you went to or hosted?
I hosted at Hooters. A happy hour with the band Jesus Lizard
is a band.
They had a hit song like in whatever year that was, like maybe 1990. Is it Jesus? It's
Jesus Lizard is a band. It may not be them, but they are a band.
They had a hit. Tell me the hits. Jesus Jones.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus Jones.
Jones.
Right here, right now.
Okay.
Well, that's a really cool one.
It was, I was pooping my pants. I was so nervous, and they were jerks.
They were.
Yes.
They were not nice to
you. They weren't, and they were, well, listen, from their perspective, it's 5 o'clock on a Friday, and they've got a gig in town, and they have to go to the Hooters to be, and it was it's a Hooters.
They got to. I mean, that they get to.
No, somebody brought them there and said, go in. Promote your thing.
How about you, Ben? What was your first one?
I, at the time, was just doing Surf Report, so I wasn't even hosting a radio show yet. But I believe my first one was a sticker stop at a gas station.
Mine was a gas station.
Take out the van and I had definitely done those. Take the van and just, you call in and go, I'm at.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm down here and I got stickers.
And then I did some bar nights and stuff. But the first thing was, and I was like, here I am. I'm at a gas station. What?
Oh, you want a sticker? Yeah, I have those. That's why they call it a sticker stop. Yeah. No, I was doing call-ins to the radio station and had to interview these guys on the air. And they were so mean.
Oh, boy.
Wasn't fun.
Yikes.
And then I was like shell-shocked from it afterwards. I'm like, well, maybe radio's not for me.
It would have been way cooler if it was Jesus Lizard. You should have stopped there. Jesus Jones were jerks? Those guys?
I know. And they were like such a flash in the pan, too.
Yeah. I mean, that song was huge.
It was a huge song.
But then...
In 1990.
Wah, wah.
I know. Taylor Swift's engagement to Travis Kelce happened.
Did that happen?
Yeah. Oh. Inconveniently enough, it happened right after our show ended yesterday. I really do not like how it's like she's got a bias against morning shows. Or maybe he does. I don't know. Taylor and Travis, they're engaged, and all their friends and fans were buzzing with congratulations. But one former A-lister noticeably did not respond at all. Who do you think it was?
Well, you teased us with Blake Lively, so I'm going to guess that's who you mean.
Wow, that's great.
But I wonder, so is that people went straight to her page to see what she'd say, and
yes,
then crickets.
They sat and monitored and waited, and Blake Lively was absent from the list of likes and comments and posts.
Well, the rumors are true. They're not friends anymore.
A rocky chapter in her friendship with the Shake It Off singer. They go on to explain the tension between the two of them blew up when she was called Blake Lively's dragon. I've got dragons. They will burn you. This was the Justin Baldoni legal battle.
Which continues, right?
It does. I see stuff, but unless there's some
They've just
thing.
Dropped out of the news cycle, the two of the celebrities, and now it's just a court case.
Last thing I saw about her is she just booked some other rom-com she's about to do.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, she's still working. That's good.
She remains noticeably absent from the commenters. Let's see. They're also, they go on to speculate here that on The Life of a Showgirl, which is her forthcoming album, we found out there's a track called Ruin the Friendship, which everyone thinks is about the two of them.
Well, yeah.
But somebody else put forth a, was it Bob? She said there's another theory about that too.
Well, yeah, because sometimes when you get romantically attached to somebody that you've been friends with,
you're afraid you'll ruin the friendship. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah, I want to bet that it's about Blake. But I guess we'll find out at some point. Just really quickly, I wanted to mention that Golden is still number one. This is from K-pop Demon Hunters.
You remember, my kids were on this right away, and yeah. I told you about it, and you were like, what?
So, well, I saw the, because even as they list the songs from that soundtrack, it's just a bunch of like really weird, unpronounceable names. Series of letters
the artists
and numbers.
Are, you mean.
Yes,
yeah.
The number. And so, and it doesn't say from the soundtrack K-pop Demon right. Hunters, which it is all from K-pop Demon Hunters soundtrack. And it is, it has just become the first soundtrack to have four simultaneous top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot 100. Now, this has never happened before, mostly because in the past, you got a single. And a few weeks later, there was another single. And then the album was released. And then people found songs on that or more singles were released. Well, like they didn't throw them all at you. Well, like now the album comes out. All the songs are available. Everyone's playing them all at once. So right now it's just become the first soundtrack ever. K-pop Demon Hunters. The first soundtrack to ever have four simultaneous top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot 100. The song Golden is number one for a second non-consecutive week. And what are the other ones here?
The charts just don't mean what they used to.
Your Idol, Soda Pop.
Okay.
No, it's right.
It's okay.
The whole
it's no
new
big
way.
Deal. It's just not that like same big deal that it once was because yep. Streaming's changed everything. And by the way, I don't know if you have this story or maybe I misread it. I think K-pop Demon Hunters has become Netflix's biggest ever show.
Yeah, biggest movie ever.
Huge. Which is hard to believe because they always talk about how the Adam Sandler movies are their biggest movies. Mm-hmm. So K-pop Demon Hunters 2025, four songs simultaneously in the top 10. So now we're talking about soundtracks here. Plenty of albums that have had number one hits. Now they have four at once. So that's kind of the big deal here. The last time a soundtrack had at least three songs, not all at the same time, but at least three number one hits from the soundtrack was 1997. The movie's Batman and Robin.
Oh.
I know. Can you look up Batman and Robin 1997? Like what?
Didn't
were
that have
three?
the Prince song on it?
That's
Prince,
possible.
Prince did a Batman song. I don't know if it's for that one
and
or a different one.
These had to be number one hits. These were songs that went to number one or I'm sorry, were in the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100.
So this had The End Is Beginning Is the End by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh.
Look Into My Eyes by Bones Thugs and Harmony. Gotham City by R. Kelly and Elliot Goldenthal's Batman Overture.
What?
Yeah.
So three of those made it into the top 10.
And it also included songs by R.E.M., Jewel, Goo Goo Dolls, and Underworld.
The only other, let's see, Waiting to Exhale had five songs that made it into the top 10. Not all at once.
What is that?
Waiting to Exhale is, isn't that a Whitney Houston?
I don't know it.
It's.
Oh, I think so. That was Whitney Houston.
I think so. I was thinking The Bodyguard. Oh, yeah, The Bodyguard's on here, too. So 1996, Waiting to Exhale.
That's Whitney Houston, Angela Bassett.
The Bodyguard had three that made it into the top 10. That's another Whitney Houston. In 1987, Dirty Dancing had three songs that were in the top 10. Beverly Hills Cop 2 in 1987 had three songs in the top 10. Beverly Hills Cop, the original in 1984, had three songs in the top 10. Purple Rain, 1984, had four. Footloose, 1984, had three. The Jazz Singer, 1981, had three. Grease had four in 1978, and Saturday Night Fever in 1978 had four. Those Those are the only soundtracks to ever have at least three.
The only scene, I don't know if you saw The Jazz Singer, the only scene that stands out is when the dad decides to tear a piece of his clothing and says, "You are not my son." And that is like, apparently.
That was great.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I felt like I was watching the movie just now.
Do you know that? Like, I guess for Jewish people, mm-hmm. if you tear a piece of a garment while proclaiming someone that is out of your family, it's
final.
Written.
God has spoken.
Now that was in a movie. I just.
Well, it's also when somebody dies. So my neighbor, you know, when somebody died in his family and they were sitting Shiva, he'd wear a t-shirt with something.
Tear their shirt
he
open.
Just had to rip his shirt.
Oh. I guess you take your lousiest shirt. Or maybe you take your best shirt because you're like, this shirt's got to go now.
Yeah, that must be 40. What does it say when that movie came out? 40 years?
81. So 44 years ago. Is that Neil Diamond?
It is.
They come to America.
Yeah. You know, the only thing I remember from that movie is he's written a song and some Billy Idol-esque dude is trying to record it. And he's like, no, that's no.
I don't remember anything but the dad disowning him. Huh.
Too bad Bob's Movie Club isn't here because we could do this.
Oh, we don't need to do that.
Yeah,
no, that's okay. It's fine. I'll do that on my own time if I feel like doing that. Don't make me do it, please.
And just a little bit more on the K-pop Demon Hunters. This sequel is moving ahead. Surprise, everyone. Sony and Netflix are talking deals right now. We like this and we want more of this. So there you go. Looks like kids... there'll be another one on the way. They won't even have to wait for the actors and actresses' schedules to clear up because it's done on a computer.
Oh, right.
Yeah. All right, Ben, what do you got for me?
Women are sharing their final straw moments with dudes after these.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, look, you guys, it's Taylor. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tay, 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 all day, 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 day. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to subscribe.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tickets to Leve. All this week, listen to Jane at 305, 405, 505, and 605 for the code word.
Leve.
Text that, the code word, to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Leve on September 29th at Oakland Arena, courtesy of Golden Voice.
Leve.
Big show. I just wanted to mention this real quick because I know you are a space
shot. Yes, I am. Thank you.
Person. Space fan.
Invader.
No, space fan. It looks like SpaceX had a big successful launch yesterday after having to delay it for Monday. After a series of failures during recent test flights, SpaceX's massive Starship had a smooth ride for Tuesday's blastoff and successfully deployed some fake satellites. It's good news. These are things that they keep trying to get a good rhythm on.
I like the words massive spaceship. That's nice.
Okay. So they hit all their test objectives. And they seem to be very happy with the way things went. So great news. Congratulations, all of you who got to get off this cradle.
Yeah.
Or whatever Sarah says.
That's right. Earth is our cradle.
Let's get out of here.
Don't die in the cradle, everyone.
Hurry. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Let's find some other places to wreck.
Right.
Hopefully we learn some stuff after wrecking this place.
Well, we're already... you know, space is full of junk.
Yeah.
So we're already at it.
Yeah, boy. We can't have anything nice.
Run.
I'm trying. Things keep exploding, though.
I'm not going to read all these because they seem to have a theme, but moments that convinced... Hold on, let me get
like,
to the top.
This is the end.
Women are sharing the infuriating final straw moments that convince them to dump their man-child partners once and for all.
Man child.
The themes that run through this are lazy as you know what and big giant baby.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Another theme here. So number one is after almost a year of begging him to get a job after we moved in together, he refused and said it wasn't good for his mental health. I could not stand being the only one with a job and feeling like the only adult in the relationship. Pause, if I could. As the father of this young lady, I would have already told her, get out of there.
That guy's a deadbeat.
Get out of there. What did you ever even... You moved in with a guy who has no job? But okay. Let's just, you know, love and... He showed some promise.
Right.
Some hint
But every day I show up at home and... The place is a wreck and he's playing video games. And he didn't even make me dinner.
She says, oh, then she says, I also found out his mother was paying his bills that I wasn't paying.
Oh.
So that
Which
was
I'm
it.
I'm sure she was paying for most of everything.
I dumped him and got my own place.
Good for her. And actually good for him too, because when someone is willing to take care of you and you are a giant man child, you're like, why would I change this?
Here's another one. One guy showed up for a night with me wearing Winnie the Pooh boxers. He said, I can't help it. My mom buys my underwear. I sent him home.
Yeah.
I'm not dating a minor.
I do buy my kids underwear still for their birth for Christmas. Because otherwise, you know.
With cartoon characters on them?
No.
All right.
No. But maybe she's just being hilarious. He should just be like, what? You don't like Winnie the Pooh? He shouldn't have told her about the mom thing. That was his mistake.
I'm going to guess that there was more there and that these are the, they says
these are the final straws,
straw,
right?
The underwear with the Winnie the Pooh. I'm sure there were
you
a
could
lot
not put
of.
Put those on. She could buy them for you and you could also not wear them. It's not like she's going to check, is she? Let me see which of the undies I got you you're wearing.
These red flags are important because if you stay with someone with the hope of marrying them, their behavior now won't change the day that you get them down the aisle.
Things only get worse.
I was with
marriage.
A guy on and off for a few years. After a few months of initial dating, I noticed his mom and Nan would come over on Tuesday unannounced, weekly. I asked them why, and they said, we're here to clean his house. We do his laundry and his meal prep, and that's why we're here.
Good for him.
It is, I mean, great for him.
How incredibly generous of mom and
she
Nan.
Says, I was shocked because I was also doing these things for him.
Oh.
So he had all the women in his life working for him.
Seems to have it figured out.
That guy knows how to do it. But if you don't want to be the housekeeper and food prep person, then you do need to depart that situation.
I guess you've got to be someone who's willing to hold out until someone takes up for you, though. Yeah. I can't sit there with stuff I know I need to do. I mentioned that earlier. If I know I need to do something, I got to do it now.
Right. And it's one thing
there.
To say, listen, I'm out of time and I really need these things to go because I got to go for that. But I have to go to this thing. Can you do my laundry for me? They're like, okay, we're partners. I'll do your laundry for you. But that's it. That's the one time I do your laundry until we're actually a couple and then we're just doing laundry. My clothes are in there too.
I was inspired to dump this guy. We were at a beach on a cloudy day and I explained, you can still get sunburned.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's clouds. He said he knew better, but got horribly burned and was in complete agony. He was rolling around on the carpet sobbing and then screaming at the nurse at urgent care to just euthanize him.
Wow.
Wait. He had to go to urgent care? Like
for the sunburn. Well, you can get very burned. I don't,
if
you know.
He's still able to roll around on the carpet with your burn, with your owie burn. I don't feel like you're that burned. That's just that. Also, now we're creeping into giant baby.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's a lot I'm skipping that are all themed the same way, which is this guy expected me to care for him while caring for myself and other. Let me make
and
sure.
And paying for everything, too, in some cases. Jesus.
I was dating a guy on and off for about 7 years, and my birthday was coming up. He said he was getting me something special that you're going to want to show all your friends. Everyone that knew us thought he's finally going to propose. He was dropping hints, telling me what color it was. It's pink, which was my favorite. So I was like, wow. Maybe he's going to finally do it. When my birthday comes around, he hands me a card he printed off with a picture of a pink stereo system. It said happy birthday on it. And when I get the money, I'm going to buy you this. All her friends thought because she'd shared what was happening.
He said it's going to be something you want to show all your friends. What? I'm going to show them this gift card for my someday pink stereo system. Yeah, after 7 years, there had to be other signs. You stuck in way too long, lady.
These are final straws, but, you know, I guess if you love someone, it seems to me like women wait way too long.
Yes.
Way
too
long.
Well, we keep thinking, we'll change him.
This is a weird one.
All right.
Do you remember when we had never mind. I don't want to tell an old story.
No, do it.
No.
Do you remember when I had a what?
This guy said... Or she says, he would be doing his laundry, and if I tried to throw my underwear or bra in just with his. He wouldn't do it.
What does that mean? Why wouldn't he?
He didn't want her undergarments mixed in with his laundry.
Oh my gosh.
He would do a t-shirt or a pair of shorts, but if it was my underwear or bra? My bra.
Because she didn't want her, like, essence on
She
him?
Says, he was more than happy to touch him when I was wearing him, but didn't want him in with his laundry.
Wow.
Couldn't keep him clean for me. Was happy to, you know.
Dirty him up. What did he think was going to get on his clothes? Right? I don't understand that.
Have any idea. No
wow.
idea. Do you? You tell me.
I don't. I don't see why. I feel like it all goes in. There's soap. There's water. Everything comes in. It's wet. You throw it in the dryer. It's clean. It's dry. It's start all over again. That's weird. That's just weird. That's just like, what is going on in your mind? You know what? Forget it. I don't want to know. Gotta go.
Well,
I know what story you were going to tell, by the way.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
And don't tell it. We don't want trouble.
Don't tell the story that I know. Thank
right.
you.
Right. Hostess has issued a nationwide snack recall over mold concerns.
Uh-oh, Hostess, Twinkies, cupcakes?
Ding-dongs.
Ding-dongs.
You know, I remember telling you this, and some people in our audience actually helped me. I went looking for ding-dongs just to try them, because I used to love them.
Mm.
And I couldn't find them. And then someone wrote in and said, they're actually with the bread. Weirdly, they're not with the candy or other things. They're with bread.
And is that where Twinkies are, too, and stuff?
Yes. Mm. So there is a little spot there where they still sell
Snack
these things.
Cakes.
And I went and got some and tasted it and went, these are nothing like I remember.
I think that I also bought Ring Dings. We must have talked about it on the show.
Right.
And they were like dry and just unappetizing.
I didn't dig it. Yeah. And that was something I used to eat. I always used to take stuff and dunk them in milk. That was like a thing I did. Cookies, Ding Dongs, Twinkies, all of it.
Oreos.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you still eat these things, if they still taste good to you, they are recalling a bunch of Ding Dongs, Hostess Ding Dongs products sold in the U.S. due to potential for the presence of mold.
Mm.
Yikes. So look into that.
You know what's funny about that is you always hear that like Twinkies and all these Hostess products that are all individually wrapped and stuff, that their shelf life is unimaginably long.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They say here the dates on these are August 30th through September 3rd. When I was a little boy growing up in Irvine, so I would have been like 4 or 5 or 6, the neighbors across the street, the Greths, Rick Greth, the dad, was a Hostess driver. He drove the Hostess truck, and it was kind of a prestigious gig. Like there were always
the Hostess
brought
items.
Him to all the grocery stores. I don't even think I haven't seen a Hostess truck.
Yeah.
With an individual driver who delivers the goods, have you?
It feels like we are way more distribution center oriented these days. There's just trucks and pallets of stuff.
Must come on a big truck and get put out by the people who
right. Well, there were
probably the shelves.
Like family-owned grocery stores who
Maybe.
Would place an order with Hostess, and then their driver would pick it up and deliver it to them, and it's just not that way anymore. I hear the music.
It's time to game.
It is time to game. It's a mystery game today.
I
just weren't enough good birthdays today.
I am just head over heels for Travis and Taylor.
Oh, yes.
So engagement.
You won't stop talking about
Aren't we all?
No. But,
Maddie.
Figured it'd be a good day to do famous engagements quiz.
Okay.
So these are questions about famous engagements. Some of them are going... I didn't do a lot of the modern stuff because it was too easy for you, Sarah.
Yeah.
This is what you report on. So.
Yeah, I mean.
Right. So we got some old school stuff
okay,
here.
Not
good.
That my
Mac
all right. Five, those people were engaged.
Oh, what? Stop it.
Sarah, you're going to start.
All
Which
right.
First lady initially turned down her future husband's marriage proposal multiple times before accepting? Eleanor Roosevelt, Michelle Obama, or Jackie Kennedy?
Michelle Obama.
I'm going to say Jackie Kennedy.
Michelle Obama is correct.
Heard that.
You of course you have. That's you're being so humble. but you're going to know all of these.
Maybe. We'll see.
Where did Paris Hilton's fiancé, Carter Vroom, propose in 2021? On a private yacht? At the top of the Empire State Building? Or on a tropical island?
I think Vinny goes first, right?
Yep.
On a tropical island.
I'll say the Empire State Building.
Vinny is correct. It was on a tropical island.
I'm not really paying close attention to those two. I'm sure that'll last forever.
It might.
Yeah. That's why I just said I was so sure that it was going to.
He knows, you know, she's the boss. He knows that. It's clear.
I am the boss.
Right.
That's hot.
I mean, you can take Vinny down after this win streak, you know.
I might have really done it today
because I was a little intimidated. I've been losing so much, but go, Sarah. Which U.S. president proposed to his future wife on... Oh, I did that one. Which famous writer proposed to his wife with a ring made from a hair braid encased in glass? Charles Dickens, Edgar Allan Poe, or Nathaniel Hawthorne?
That sounds like Poe. Because that's creepy.
A hairband in glass.
A hair braid.
A hair braid like a piece encased of... in a piece of glass.
Although...
The ring was a hair braid encased in glass.
So you're saying it's a ring made of glass and inside the glass is a hair braid.
No. A ring made from hair braid. It was encased in glass. So I guess the glass was around the hair braid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going Poe.
I'm going to go Hawthorne.
It was Edgar Allan Poe.
Ah. Oh. 2-1.
All right. Marilyn Monroe's engagement ring from Joe DiMaggio was made up of how many baguette cut diamonds? 35, 50, or 70?
You're first.
70.
50.
70 is correct.
All right. 2-2.
This is the last one, but I can pull some more if I need
to. Well, one of us is going to, unless we pick the same answer.
Grace Kelly's engagement ring from Prince Rainier III of Monaco was originally not a diamond. What was it? A ruby, a pearl, or an eternity band?
Am I first?
Yes, you are.
I'll go a pearl.
Ruby.
It was a pearl.
Woo!
And I believe the streak is over.
Sarah's on the show.
Sarah with your ass. She kicks your butt.
Ooh, Sarah Cuda.
Do pearls have value?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't ask me. I mean, real pearls are more expensive than fake pearls.
Yeah, so I bought my wife a pearl neck, like a real pearl
did
necklace.
Oh, did you? Sure you did. I'm sure you did.
It was pricey.
Like how much?
It was
necklace of pearls is 10,000 bucks?
No, was it? I mean, no. I didn't have, no. But it was like close to 1,000 at least. I remember.
I don't really know the price of pearls. Some jeweler will text us and we'll get the answer.
That's Princess of Monaco got a pearl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Diamonds, they say, are traditional because of the De Beers.
Yeah, no, I understand it's marketing.
So I wonder if it was just
good marketing.
You gave someone a nice ring with whatever stone or no stone.
I think now it's become, I want my diamond.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're trying to be different, then maybe you go, fine, give me a pearl. Give me a
ruby.
Give me just a rock from the beach that we like.
I have a lot of sea glass. You want that?
There you go. I'll take a sea glass ring. That's
all
perfect.
Right.
I accept your proposal. Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. Jane has Leve tickets. And go to RadioAlice.com. We have your chance to come to Bob's movie night and tickets for the sold-out We Can Survive concert. We will see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Good day.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.